Scientists have known for a long time that oysters help filter pollution from the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries. Now they're wondering if the bivalves can help break up the bay's infamous dead zones. WYPR's Ben Spear reports on a first-of-its-kind experiment.
So that's the Patricia Campbell that's right underneath that bridge right now.
The Patricia Campbell is slicing through the Severn River, just north of the Route 50 bridge on a cloudy day. The team of scientists and volunteers on board are planning to drop 240 concrete balls caked with baby oysters at the site of an old reef. These balls will form a new reef, which they hope can overcome one of many dead zones that plague the Chesapeake's waters in warmer months. Doug Myers, a senior scientist with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, says that these dead zones are caused when river currents of different temperatures settle on top of each other. But human appetites for oysters are to blame.
One of the things that people don't realize is there are always oyster reefs in the bay all over the place, sometimes to the point they were navigational hazards. So as tidal currents would normally pass over those, there would be lots of mixing top to bottom of the water. And in over-harvesting all those reefs down to almost nothing, we don't have that happening with the tides anymore.
A typical adult oyster, like the ones which once thrived in the Chesapeake Bay, can purify up to 50 gallons of water per day. But over-harvesting, disease, and poor water quality have reduced their population to 1% of what it was when John Smith first explored the bay in the 1600s. The hope is that the new reefs, though only 2 feet high, will be enough of a disrupting factor at the bottom of the river to mix those hot and cold currents. CBF Maryland Fisheries scientist Allison Colden says that with the mixed-in oxygen and oysters cleaning the water, life may return to the depths, including fish.
We hope to see those fish coming back. And then also we'll come back next fall and pull up some of these reef balls to see the oysters, see how well they've survived. And that'll really be a response to whether or not it's changing those water flows in the way that we think they are.
She says that although reef balls have been used for decades, there's not a lot of science on oyster reef balls, and nobody has used them to change water flows in this way.
The unique thing that we're doing here today is really examining the physical changes that these reef balls cause and the use of the reef balls to try and improve water quality. So that's really the unique part of this particular project.
The crew finished installing half of the reef into place today. In a couple of weeks, they'll be able to do the rest. John Page Williams, a senior naturalist with the Bay Foundation, documented oxygen levels in the Severn for 2 years leading up to this project. Back on the dock, he said there's an economic argument to be made for the work he and his colleagues are doing.
I mean, what's a healthy bay worth to property values here? And in turn, to tax revenues. What's a healthy Chesapeake got to do with keeping the economy of Maryland healthy? Think about it.
We'll be thinking about that while waiting for the results to come in this summer. I'm Ben Spear on the Severn River for 88.1 WYPR.